On this episode of the Soundtrack News, the Justice League Snyder Cut soundtrack by Tom Holkenberg hits number one on iTunes. Is there a resurgence of soundtracks for books? And a former composer and his wife take on all Facebook challengers with Stump the Maestro. Welcome to the Soundtrack News for the week of March 21st, 2021. I'm Christopher Coleman.
And I'm Dane Walker. The Soundtrack News is a podcast that features recent news from the world of film, television, and video game music, as well as the latest details about new and upcoming soundtrack releases. In our first story, Water Tower Music announced this week that Tom Holkenborg's soundtrack for Justice League The Snyder Cut debuted at number one on the iTunes chart. In addition, it also had over 1 million streams on Spotify within the first 24 hours. As you will recall, Snyder, followed by Holkenberg, left the original cut of Justice League. Snyder began the process of recutting his Justice League film about 4 years ago, and Holkenberg was reunited with the project. But he found that revisiting his original work was too emotional for him due to the events surrounding his leaving the original cut. So he and Snyder decided that he should start all over with a blank slate. Holkenberg, aka Junkie XL, did an interview with Kyle Meredith of Consequence of Sound and talked about how this score was his Mount Everest of film scores.
Since I worked with him, I worked with so many great directors and on really great films, including in collaboration with Peter Jackson, with Robert Rodriguez and James Cameron, George Miller, with Tim Miller. And I really felt that I learned so much. And then on top of what I just said, looking back, it's like, oh, I would approach this completely different right now with all the experience that I have. So I decided to start over, and I mentioned this to Jacques, and he said, oh, by all means, I'm not married to anything that we did in 2016. He said, in fact, I'm going to throw in a bunch of different ideas myself. And so he really egged me on. And also to take it to the furthest levels that I potentially could take the score, you know, from as classical as you can get to as modern and aggressive as you can get, as out there as you can get experimental wise. And that's where my Mount Everest started, you know, smack middle in the new COVID world, working in isolation on my own and climbing this insane mountain of deliver so much music within a time span of 8 months. And it definitely resulted in a way more intense score than I ever anticipated in 2016.
He also discussed how difficult it was to put this score together during the COVID-19 pandemic.
I would say this is, together with a few other movies, this is really like a solo affair. Of course, I used assistance to make stems to help out with conforms, you know, when the picture comes back and there's like a minute and a half gone to glue everything together. The amount of hours of music that needed to be delivered was just like so steep in the limited amount of time that was there. I wanted to focus on just writing new music, and just attacking scene by scene that I wanted to attack. But obviously I had help, but it was done in a completely different setup than ever done before, because normally we work in this studio house with like a couple of assistants, and we have lunch together and we have dinner together, coffee in the morning. I walk from room to room. They sit with me. They hear what I'm doing. And so that was simply not happening. And that made it so intense to work on it, but also eye-opening at the same time. And I will not be the first one to say how COVID was a curse and a blessing at the same time. You know, people are so damn creative, you know, to find like new ways to do things that didn't deemed possible before. And so this happened in my own microcosmos as well.
I reached out to Tom Holkenberg's press manager, who provided the following statement from Tom, which also appeared on social media. Quote, "I can't help but celebrate the success that the Justice League soundtrack has seen in just 24 hours. This was a special project for me in so many ways, and I just quickly want to say thank you," unquote. Currently, the Justice League score is sitting at number 7 on the iTunes charts, and Godzilla vs. Kong, which released on Friday, March 26th, is sitting at number 4. So we congratulate Tom, aka Junkie XL, for this achievement.
And for our second story, The Rise of the Book Soundtrack. There's been a bit of a recent semi-resurgence of the book soundtrack. While it isn't anything new, there appears to be a slow but steady increase with books receiving custom soundtracks to enhance the reading experience. In recent weeks, there were two new book soundtrack announcements. First, Jungle Night by Sandra Boynton with music by Yo-Yo Ma, and First Writer's Call by Kristen Britton with music by Christina A. Bischoff. Sandra Boynton is an author and illustrator of more than 60 children's books. And of course, Yo-Yo Ma is a world-renowned cellist who has played on numerous film scores such as 7 Years in Tibet and Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon. They came together to create a short animated video to accompany the release of Jungle Night. And in the video, it includes Ma's performance of the cello to bring to life the sounds of snoozing jungle creatures. Ma also performed in the soundtrack that accompanies the book. Here are a few seconds of audio from that animated video.
Listen to the tiger.
Zizuha.
Listen to the cheetah.
Chi-chi-da.
Can you hear the crocodile?
Snorkeloo. Snorkeloo.
And all the little monkeys, chatter-choo, chatter-choo.
With the book Jungle Night comes a free download of 2 audio tracks, one with narration, and Yo-Yo Ma does animal snores on his cello in the background. And part 2 is an instrumental performance. The book was released on March 23rd, 2021, and can be found on most major book outlets. Also announced recently was First Writer's Call, the soundtrack and artwork project by Christina A. Bischoff and Madeline Shane, which is based on the book by Kristen Britton. The Green Rider is a fantasy book series which currently contains some 8 books, and First Writer's Call was the 2nd in the series, published back in August of 2003. The author had this to say about the book soundtrack for the first project, The Green Rider. Quote, "I have mentioned now and then how music inspires my writing and has served as a companion on many a novel. Never had it occurred to me that my writing, in turn, inspired music, not just any music, a soundtrack for a novel. Each track is layered with nuanced emotion, at times dramatic or whimsical or triumphant. Each photo that illustrates the album provides visual artistry and magic. The alchemy of music and image creates a spellbinding package. I hope all the greenies out there heed the call to enjoy this whole new dimension to their reading experience." Unquote. And now, nearly 4 years later, Christina and Madeline have been given the green light to work on the next book in the series, The First Writer's Call, and are hosting another round of crowdfunding, which began in March of 2021. I asked Christina Bischoff how and why she came to return to this series and write another book soundtrack.
So it took a little bit of time because between this project and the first Green Rider project, it was probably about three years, maybe 4 years. And one of the reasons why it took so long is because I had to do all of the Kickstarter fulfillment for one. And that took a lot. That was so much work. So that was a big part of this soundtrack process, as it wasn't just the music. I also had to fulfill every promise I had made to every backer and every donor. And I had definitely overestimated, or I guess to say underestimated how much time it would take for me to fulfill this. And so it took a long time to come around to being ready to do another project again. And I was also interested in maybe doing different books. That was the other thing, is I hadn't decided to only do Green Rider because I was open to the idea of doing different ones, because I had actually written a song on the Kaladin book soundtrack, and I was like, that was fun. I got to do something for a different one. Maybe this is something I can do. I can write for different book series and try that. But Kristen, and this might be the sneaky part in her, she totally wanted me to do more and to write more music. And so she kept me looped in the community by hosting these special author events. This way, the reason I say sneaky is because she had admitted that her plan was always to encourage me to do more of the soundtracks later on, because she wanted to hear more. And so when I approached her, I said, Kristen, I think I'm ready to do this again. Like, I've had time to process it and be like, okay, that was a lot of work. How can I do it better this time? And, you know, actually make it profitable for me, you know, and still be able to recreate this magical world and dive into this second book in the series. And I think that we've been able, me and Madeline, who I also had to kind of cajole into it, and she was ready about the same time I was. We're like, let's do it again and let's do it different and better.
And finally, I asked, what do you see as the future of the book soundtrack genre for composers?
Honestly, I 100% believe people should be looking into this. It's just invigorating. You don't need a film or a web series or a video game to make soundtrack music. You can just look in a book. Look in your favorite book. There's so many books out there. There's so many series. I mean, you do have to be able to approach an author about it. It's very open. It's so much more open. If you're working with a film, you have a director who's telling you what they want. If you're working with an author, they've already told you what they want in their book, and you get to interpret it. It's honestly, I mean, what's the most fun song to write on any given soundtrack? In my personal opinion, it's the credits music, because your music is forefront. Nothing else is distracting it. So imagine having an album to write credit music the whole time, where it's true, unrestrained creativity, your impressions of what the author has written, and you get so much more freedom from it. At least I did, and I found that in the Green Rider series, that the author was just so thrilled to see her novel turned into something so much more different than she could have imagined, and that it enhanced her own experiences with the world that she was creating, that it made it more real for even her.
First Writers Call Art and Soundtrack Project is well underway, and they've raised some 60% of their goal as of this recording. The timeline shows that the soundtrack recording is planned to happen in July and then distribution in November of this year. You can find more information at MadelineShane.com or find the link in this episode's notes.
For our new and upcoming releases, we have two albums by Dragon's Domain Records, which will be released on March 29th and available on buysoundtracks.com. The first one is Killer Party, the original soundtrack by John Beale. And the second one is The Lee Holdridge Collection, Volume 2, Africa, E-Lollipop Original Scores.
And our third entry is Shazam, the 2LP vinyl release by Mondo in association with Water Tower Records. By Benjamin Walfish, which is now available for pre-order on mondoshop.com. A release date has not yet been published. And for our final In Case You Missed It story, published by the AP, former composer and wife invites viewers to stump the maestro. This piece was written by Frida Frisaro and Cody Jackson and was published on March 25th, 2021. 91-year-old Peter Fuchs and his wife, Veronica, take requests on their daily Facebook live show, Stump the Maestro. It began last March when the coronavirus locked them down in their one-bedroom apartment near Miami, Florida. Each episode begins with the Fuchs playing a few show tunes. His wife asks the viewers to guess the titles. Most are classics like Somewhere Over the Rainbow. But after a few minutes, they start taking requests from viewers, such as things from Oklahoma, On the Street Where You Live, and My Way. The daily show lasts for just about an hour, and he typically plays Broadway show tunes, 1950s classics, and movie soundtracks, and jazz. And recently, younger viewers have started requesting Beatles songs, which he's happy to mix in as well. The Fuchs look forward to their daily interaction with the audience, saying, quote, "We've weathered this very nicely," Peter Fuchs says, "particularly with our show, it breaks up the day. We think we're very busy at our age, and it's nice to be able to make people happy. And at the same time, it doesn't strain us all that much because we're happy doing our thing. They've both received their COVID-19 shots, but they're still very careful. And Peter even wrote a song, Wear a Mask, urging others to take care. And it's how they end their show each afternoon. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Soundtrack News. You can find all episodes at soundtracknews.com. Please subscribe wherever you find quality podcasts, and do take a moment to rate us and leave us a review. Special thanks to Kyle Meredith at Consequence of Sound for giving us permission to use clips from his Tom Holkenberg interview, and also to composer Christina A. Bischoff for use of her very first track entitled The Eternal Guardian, which will be included on her upcoming project for the First Rider soundtrack. This podcast is produced and hosted by me, Christopher Coleman, and you can find me on Twitter at C. Coleman. And also co-hosting and co-producing is Dane Walker, and you can follow him on Twitter at
Maestro Dane. And if you like book soundtracks, you can listen to a book soundtrack I did called Power Down from the book by Ben Coase, which is on CDBaby.com or Spotify or all those great places you can get music. If you have soundtrack or composer-related news, you can send it to thesoundtracknews@gmail.com or follow us on Instagram at soundtracknews.
And you can also follow us on Twitter at Track Sounds. And so until our next episode, we thank you for listening.